All right, I am here with Craig Wayne Boyd. First off, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your background?
Man, I'm a country singer from Mesquite, Texas, right outside of Dallas. Been playing music since I was about 4 years old. Moved out to Nashville back in 2004.
Okay.
Had success fairly quick as a, at least in getting into the music industry as a staff writer for EMI Publishing.
Right.
Had a cool ride with a vocal group, Southland. Went from that a couple of different record deals, and even had a song, I Ain't No Quitter.
Okay.
That was hitting the charts pretty good, and then everything got pulled out from underneath me, label folded, and was trying to figure it out again, and had the opportunity to go to The Voice.
Yep.
Did The Voice thing, ended up winning it.
Yep.
And then from there,
some questions about
this is like it in a nutshell.
Yeah.
Did that, come off The Voice, trying to find the right team to help me take it where I want to go, and we've got that as of this past March.
Right, March.
CMG, yeah. Okay. CMG, and Reviver Records teamed up to put out some music for me, and we have a single hitting radio and September and album coming out in the fall.
All right, that covers
that quick
a lot of stuff right there. Throw away the rest of my questions. All right, so as you alluded to, you spent 10 years chasing your dream in Nashville before winning The Voice and getting your big break. I think it was a great testament to you by the amount of love and support that the country community shared or showed to you during your run on that show. What was the whole experience like being on TV with all the lights and cameras and celebrities?
Man, I don't know. It's as crazy as this sounds, it really wasn't that different, I guess, because I was always focused on the prize at the end of it, you know. And not when I say prize, I mean the prize that I haven't even achieved yet. That's where my eyes have always been. My focus has always been there to, this is where I want to go. And will I ever get there? I don't know, because I'm always going to work for it.
Right.
But my goal is to be able to have my voice heard, you know, and I feel like I have something to say. As most, otherwise artists wouldn't do this, right?
Exactly.
And it's just, for me, I feel like that's what I'm supposed, that's my calling, is to take people, whether it be for 30 minutes or 2.5 minutes or 3 minutes on the radio to an hour-long show, then I'm taking people out of their problems for that amount of time.
Right.
And that's what I enjoy doing.
Okay, great way to look at it. Okay, you enjoyed immediate success due to The Voice, but then you left your record label, as you already mentioned. However, you recently just signed a new one again, as you just mentioned, and have a new project in the works. Can you tell us a little bit more about what you're working on?
Yes, I've partnered up with a gentleman named Will Edwards.
Okay.
And Will is pretty much, you know, his partner in the music industry, probably more so than himself. But anytime you saw the name Desmond Child, Will Edwards was listed too.
Okay.
And he was, from everything from the Bon Jovi stuff to even into Ricky Martin and all the fun pop stuff that was out there. And it's cool for him. He's been here in Nashville for quite some time, and not really in the music industry. And he and I found a unique connection. Mm-hmm. And so we're making some really, really fun and cool music right now.
Yeah. Must have a pretty cool sound to it, you know, bringing in that outside influence.
That's straight up, you know, Cuban Miami coming into country music. So it's fun for me.
Yeah. Okay. CMA Fest is always a busy, hectic week. What is your favorite part of the week?
Probably getting out there and doing the meet and greets every day. Because you get to see the people that are the ones that have made your career happen. It's whether it be small or large, those are the people that are responsible for where you're at right now.
Yeah.
And that's the fun part.
Yeah. Okay. What would you say are your biggest strengths and weaknesses as an artist?
Probably my weakness is that I don't take a lot of time for myself as much as I may should, because I like to just go. Let's go. That's what and so that's probably dealing with that and trying to find the balance between family and career is probably the hardest part, and I'm the weakest at.
Okay. Any strengths that you want to brag about?
Man, you know, I just love what I do, and hopefully the music I make is good and people like it, and if that's a strength, then that's what we're hoping for. Right. That's the one I'm striving
passion,
for.
If you have a passion for it, people gravitate towards people who show passion for whatever it is they're doing. So, okay, let's see. What would you say has been the biggest wow moment of your career? The voice, besides that?
I mean, there's a lot of wow moments that have happened. I mean, from winning The Voice, of course, that was a huge moment. Mm-hmm. And even more recently, signing into the new record deal. I mean, that's the latest big wow moment for me. I'm like, all right, I have this team together. We found the right team. We've partnered with the right people.
Yeah.
And I'm so excited about it because some of the team members that are part of this are people that I've known and have worked with and done stuff with or at least been in contact with for 15 years at this point. So it's really cool to have those people, and knowing that they were supporters before but were not in positions to be able to help are now in those positions and firm believers in what we're doing.
Okay. Let's see. Outside of music, what is something that you're really passionate about?
Fishing.
Fishing. Okay. And you're from Texas? So
yes.
Everything's bigger in Texas. What's the biggest fish you've ever caught?
It was this big. You notice how it just kept getting bigger, right? Catching a shark out in Florida was probably the craziest thing, fish-wise, that I've caught. Oh, yeah. But I have caught some 7-8-pound bass before. Hmm.
Bigger than anything I've ever caught. All right. What is the number one item on your bucket list?
Probably playing Times Square.
Yeah. That'd be pretty cool. On New Year's or just any?
New Year's is my birthday. So yes.
Well, there you go. We could always just try to be a stunt double for the Naked Cowboy.
Yeah,
you kind of look like him. So, yeah.
Okay. It's really that or Thor. I don't know.
Yeah.
I forgot my hammer, though.
Okay. Hey, let's see, you're 13 years into this journey here in Nashville. Who are some of your favorite people that you've worked with? This could be artists, songwriters, musicians.
Right now, two of the guys that are my favorites are some of the guys that we've been working on songs and stuff for this album. It's Josh Helms and Thomas Tillman are two guys that are pretty instrumental and helped me put some songs together for this album.
Okay.
Dude, it's hard to say. There's... I feel like, especially during this time of year, you walk around and it's like, I know all these people. we've crossed paths 100 times, so it's cool to just see people that haven't left town that are still here, and we're rubbing shoulders at a much higher level than ever before.
Yeah. Right. And our last question, what advice would you give to an aspiring artist trying to make it in the music business?
If you can quit, quit.
That's an interesting way to put it.
If you can't,
I get it.
If you can't, then that's what you're supposed to do.
Right. Okay. Very well. Thank you very much. We appreciate you taking the time to sit down with us, and we hope you have a great week here at CMA Fest, and best of luck to you.
Yeehaw, y'all.